I guess just for a clarification, to any of you.
If the hearing is closed, do you want the record closed?
Yes.
Yes.
Rest your fingers.
There we go. We're going to revisit something that came up earlier that has to do with process. And I'm going to let somebody else take over on this. Do you want to?
It's pretty simple. The question is, do we extend?
Yeah, there's the question whether we want to extend the comment period. We have the discretion to do that, and we could specify how much time. And it's based on whether we want to give people more time to submit information.
And I think I just speaking for myself, I think we should extend the comment time. I think that's reasonable. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody here has objected to that. I just don't know. I think it would be up. I'd like a recommendation from staff as to how long that goes forward. By making this recommendation, I am suggesting is I am rejecting the notion that we need to stop and start the process all over again because we've got a substantially different proposal before us. I don't think that's the case. I think we can deal with the substance of the expedited area without reopening, without going back and starting over again. I think this issue can be handled fairly by extending the comment time. Does that sound reasonable?
I agree that
we don't have a substantial concern, but I don't agree that we need to extend the comment time. It seems to me that we can continue the comment time as is, and we just, as we discussed in the beginning, we just have a different concept.
You and I disagree.
Yes, sir. As usual.
as it stands, the deadline is March 29th. So my suggestion would be, unless the commissioners want to talk about it more, why don't you just take a vote up or down as to whether or not you want to extend it. And if the consensus or the majority is that you want to extend it, then you can figure out how much time.
I so move.
Second that, I guess.
So you're moving to extend
the comment
time.
Do we need to specify a
no.
certain
No,
time?
We're going to
yeah,
do,
we
it.
Do that
we're going to do that afterwards if we because the question is either
okay.
we do or we don't. Then
okay.
if we do,
yeah.
what? When?
Yeah. yeah.
Okay. Anybody, any more discussion?
I can just give you my thoughts. I didn't get the jump drive for this proceeding until yesterday. And I expected that I'd fully stay awake until 3 or 4 o'clock this morning reading through it. And I was pleased that it wasn't that much, but at the same time, there's not that much. And I think that there's a lot of questions out there that haven't been answered today, which is to be expected. But I'm not sure that they can be answered reasonably in 2 weeks. And so I would advocate for extending the comment
But
period.
We're only talking about extending it because the area size changed, right? It's not for anything other than the fact that
you would just extend the comment deadline. You wouldn't, any relevant comment would be received into the record. But the basis, my understanding for the request, is that, yes, there were some documents submitted into the record from TransCanada that indicated they were changing the acreage of their request.
And for me, I don't mind extending it at least till after our next meeting.
Okay, I guess I'll... Anybody else want to say anything before I call for a vote? All those in favor of that motion? And all those opposed?
Did you get that
vote?
I did.
Good, I think.
Now you have to decide how long
you're
going to extend.
Yeah. Would the staff have a recommendation on how long if we were to extend it? Now, you have some posting requirements, I understand, but we're
well within the period when we can post to extend the comment period. And so just maybe to cover that for a second to give me a minute to think about
yes.
how long I might recommend. The staff, at your direction, will submit to the Secretary of State a new notice that specifies the new comment period end date and the new rebuttal period end date that will go into the newspaper and be posted on the Secretary of State's website as per APA guidelines. And we were well within the time frame within which we can do that, so that's not an issue. So really what we need is an end date. And I think in the request and your sentiments about why you wish to extend this period have been, you know, fairly general in nature, in terms of that there's been new material submitted and time to examine that and look at questions raised today would be useful. So I don't get the sense that there's a specific document or set of documents that you're looking for to come into the record by a certain date. So in that context, you know, I guess I don't have a real clear recommendation other than, you know, if maybe a typical period to extend a comment period by might be 30 days or something of that nature.
You think we really need that much time?
I think this is your judgment.
Here's the situation as I view it. this is it's a change. And changes can be made because of the nature of this process. You know, there's no limitation on information to be submitted. But I think the change that's been proposed is substantial. In this case, it's a reduction, substantial reduction. But, I mean, it's a substantial change. As Rebecca suggests, I mean, some of us only got this material a day or two ago. For me, it took me a little while to get my head around it. And we serve the public here. And it seems to me if we're going to err, we should err on the side of giving the public as much opportunity to understand what we do and to comment on it. So I'm not sure. I would be surprised, quite frankly, if we got a lot of comments. I think we'll get a few. But I think a reasonable extension of the time to perhaps, I don't know, this would be the end of March, would be the end of the comment time. I suggest, yeah, let's go with 14 days.
Is that
Does that
a motion or?
Well, I don't
that
want
to. That was what I
unless,
was thinking.
Unless everybody sort of, I mean.
Yeah, make some motion, see what happens.
I move that we extend the comment period for 14 days.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, any more discussion to vote on it? She's already advised us on this.
Okay, so the 14 days is okay as opposed to 30 days?
No, it doesn't have to be one of them. It could be anything we want.
My understanding of the statute was that, Julia, I'm sorry, I can't see you through the podium. I'm tethered to the microphone right now. Was that if it were the case that this were the end of the rulemaking and we were going to reopen it because of a substantial change, that would have to be a minimum of 30 days, but that this extending the existing comment period did not have a specified amount of time attached to it. That's my understanding of the statute that she was reciting to us.
So that's the issue?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what we could do is vote here to do 14 days unless there's something in the statute that requires that it be 30 days or some other. Does that make sense?
Or if there's just do 30 days. Make it clean. I mean, if there seems to be some question.
Nobody's going to comment on it anyway.
It's unfortunate we already voted, but.
We did, but can't we, what's Robert's rules? Can't you, like,
reconsider.
Second and
I move that we reconsider the previous motion.
There we go.
I'll second that.
All right. Now, Gwen.
Okay, let's vote to reconsider.
I move that we extend the comment period for 30 days.
Any more discussion? Everybody in favor? Okay.
Steve, how did you vote?
I voted in favor. And good luck, you guys.
Yeah, I see what you're doing.
Is there anything else that we need to discuss here?
I don't believe so. So this will mean that just in terms of checking in on timing, that so the end of April will be the end of the comment period. The first week of May will be the end of the rebuttal period. So that would mean that you would be seeing this come back to you most likely, if you wish to put it on the agenda, most likely in June or July.
Okay.
Depending on the volume of the record and the amount of analysis staff has to do.
Also, Samantha, when do we anticipate deliberating on the on Kibbe 2?
Marcia, do you want to talk about that?
I was doing some quick calculations back of the envelope here. We have to do, you have to render a decision within 270 days of the application. This is DP 4860,
right,
of it being accepted, and I believe that puts it at the end of September is the final date for that 270 days.
But Ed, are you asking the question, when are you going to have your hearing on Kibbe 2?
No,
hearing on Kibbe 2 is planned for May 12.
I'm sorry. No.
Okay,
what,
I'm sorry.
The concern is the one that I was in dialogue with about with Juliet, and that is that it is very difficult for us to talk about this expansion without having Kibbe 2 in place, because as she indicated, if we were to deny Kibbe 2, their position is that Kibbe 3 is moot because it's dependent upon.
Right.
My position is also that in order to meet our guidelines, that it would be very difficult for us, I don't want to prejudice my decision, but it would be difficult, be complicated to address the criterion, number one of the criteria, if there was no Kibbe 2.
Right.
So it just seems to me it would be cleaner if we did Kibbe 2 and then Kibbe 3.
I that's why I was doing the little calculations, and it's looking like, because I think the rulemaking decision has to be within 90 days of the close of the record for this. So that actually ends up coming before the final deadline for Kibbe 2.
Then let's extend the record. You see what I mean? I don't think anybody,
I hear
the applicant included, would want us to be forced to deal with this petition absent action on Kibbe 2. So, I mean, I think we need to figure this out. If we have a deadline that we have to meet based on the, can that deadline be waived by the petitioner? Can it be waived under certain circumstances? I mean, too bad we don't have an attorney here right now.
I think we need to go back and verify whether it's 90 or 120 days that we have in order to complete the rulemaking after the close of the public comment period. Because we have the option to extend the comment period again up to 14 days after the close of the comment period, if at your May meeting, if coming up to that, it looks like there's going to be a time conflict, we could either, through Gwen ahead of that meeting, or I believe at the meeting, I'll look at the timeline, we could further extend the comment period to deal with that end date issue.
Okay. But I just want to make sure we do. We don't all of a sudden run into a train wreck here.
We can maybe consult with Amy and have Gwen issue an order.
Yeah, that might.
That clarifies the questions that are being raised. Because I don't think any of us have answers.
That's right. But I think I would hope everybody here agrees, and I think the applicant, the petitioner agrees, that it would probably be a good idea if we did Kibbe 2 before we did we decided Kibbe 3.
Okay, so so where are we with our motion? We're done, aren't we? We've made our motions, we've made our decision. Okay, and we've raised this issue as one to try to address. Okay.
I would assume that the agenda, only this will be an item on the agenda at the next meeting. If only maybe just information as to how it's resolved.
I think that would be a good idea.
Yep.
Yes.
We can do that.
Yeah, April. May. Okay. Anything else? I guess we're done. Adjourn. Meeting is adjourned.